Thank you, Australia. Are there any questions for clarification as to this presentation? Japan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have several questions and also point out some of our statement, which is different from our understanding. First of all, there was a mention about very few peer-reviewed papers produced by our research activities. And we have stated about this one last year, and actually there are many peer-reviewed publications and publications or submissions to scientific committee of IWC, and we have a list. So we will submit this list as well as the explanations as a document to IWC later or today. And I like to point out one thing, and we have been submitting the results of analysis from JARPA or Japan activities, and oftentimes the Western academic journals, they just refuse to look at the result or papers based on the result of our research activities, saying that it's ethically they cannot accept the data obtained through LISAL activities or LISAL study on whales. So in that sense, there are strong bias in the number of peer-reviewed publication of a peer-reviewed paper in the academic community, and we regret this one. However, it should be pointed out. And there was a statement also saying that the data from JARPA, I guess, is not required for management. I believe this is a quotation or excerpt from a 1997 report of interim review workshop of JARPA. And actually, this is a partial quotation from a large paragraph. And the paragraph is saying, I'm just talking from my head because I don't have a paper now, but it is saying, although the data from JARPA is not required for management under RMP, still the JARPA is contributing substantially to improve the following aspect of management or following aspect. And there are six or seven items listed. And quite oftentimes, this just the beginning part of a sentence is quoted as I quote, evidence of the Japanese data not required for the management. And again, the beginning part is saying the data is not required for management under RMP. This is true because RMP requires only the catch data and the stock estimation result as an input for running the RMP. So many of the data from JARPA activities are not required as an input, of RMP. However, many of the data will improve RMP itself. So these are totally different situations. And again, this partial quotation is giving an impression that the whole data from JARPA is not required for the management, which is not true. There was a mention about whale watching, but we will handle that issue under the other agenda item, so I will refrain to talk about whale watching. As to the red list under IUCN, IUCN red listing is regarded as one of the most authoritative listing of species under different conditions. And we, of course, accept and agree that the IUCN has great authority. And at the same time, it is well known that the current criteria for defining vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered species is mainly based on the large terrestrial animals. And many scientists regard that current criteria is not exactly applicable to marine species. Under, for example, CITES, which has been using a similar criteria, they have already agreed to modify the criteria for listing for marine living resources. I believe they agreed with a new criteria in CITES in a CITES meeting in Bangkok. So the current IUCN criteria is not exactly suitable for some species, and we believe that's not suitable for whales in under this situation. And also, I have to point out that the IUCN red listing is not decided by a decision of IUCN members. There are no like consensus or voting procedure. It's almost automatically done by a small group of scientists in accordance with the criteria I just talked about. Several points about non-lethal studies the efficiency or the effectiveness of satellite tagging were raised. We also agree for some species, satellite tagging will give us a very interesting information. The problem is we have been trying to attach a tag to minkes for a long, long time, and it has not been possible. And the 1997 report, which was mentioned, actually have one paragraph saying, for the logistical reason, in Antarctic Ocean, it is just not feasible to use a tagging approach to minkes. I just like to hear from Australia that, do they have any successful example of application of attachment of satellite tags to minke? About the studies on feces of whales, we recognize that feces could give some idea of what our whales might have eaten. However, the feces will not give you an idea of where they ate, when they ate, how much amount they ate, and the rate of digestion of those things they ate. All of these are very important information for ecosystem approach model building. And the feces study, as far as I understand, will give only a small portion of information which is required for this purpose. The DNA, the use of DNA for age profiling, this is exactly the emerging, exactly true, it's an emerging area. But from the article I read, the scientists who are studying this one, I think they said that this technique might be useful from 5 or 10 years from now, or something like that. And currently, at least, aging is the only accurate aging technique. It is to look at the earplug in the head of whales. And the studies on toxic materials in the body of whales, the biopsy will give you, again, some ideas. However, we also know that depending on the kind of pollutants, the area of accumulation in the body differs. That means some of, for example, heavy metals are known to accumulate in kidney, and others are accumulating in totally different places. And PCBs are mainly accumulate in blubber and other oily part of the body. So in order to have a total picture of actual accumulation and also a transition of those pollutants throughout the marine ecosystem and also in the body of animals, you need to take enough number of samples from internal organs and internal tissues of animals. Finally, it's not all, but finally, I think I raised enough questions. The JARPA, as well as Japan, has a large portion of non-lethal studies. And Japan conducts probably the most extensively sighting surveys around Japanese waters and the North Pacific and in the Antarctic Ocean. So we are not just simply saying that the lethal study is the only way to study whales and whale species. We are simply using the best combination and the best technique to study this animal. Thank you.
Thank you. I have noted, Gabon, if you have a specific question of clarification to the Australian presentation. If that's not the case, then I think that it may be time that we make a tour de table of the more general nature. But do you have a specific thing related to the Australian presentation, Gabon?
Oui, je vous remercie, Monsieur le Président. En fait, j'avais une observation tout à l'heure lors de la présentation de l'Australie. Nous avons compris que dans sa présentation, elle s'est plutôt appesantie sur une méthodologie et nous a amené à une conclusion. J'aurais bien voulu peut-être que l'Australie nous reprécise quels sont les objectifs visés par son programme d'activité scientifique et quels sont les résultats préliminaires qui nous aideraient à mieux comprendre peut-être certains donc des résultats visés. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, and St. Vincent.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to ask of Australia whether or not any aspect of the Japanese research program can be used by Australia or the IWC for scientific reasons, or is it simply because Japan is considered to be involved in commercial whaling that their program is not considered?
Australia, do you prefer me to collect the, or yes, okay. Iceland.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a comment on one aspect of the Australian presentation. The Icelandic research program includes components aimed at evaluating the applicability of some non-lethal methods by comparison with the traditional method, such as stomach content analysis. But one of the most frequently mentioned methods is the collection and analysis of whale feces. This method was in fact put to test in Icelandic waters in 2004 by non-Icelandic scientists, and during more than 2 months, the scientists failed. The scientist failed to collect a single sample of feces, of whale feces, and this demonstrates that a theoretical non-lethal method which can be proposed, that their application in practice tends to be more problematic. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. That was a question and a comment to Australia. So please, Australia.
Mr. Chairman, did you want me to answer and respond at the end of everybody? Because I'm happy to do so.
I could hardly hear you because I would try to call a meeting a little taller. Please repeat your question.
I'm taking notes of all the questions and the comments, and I think I can respond in one hit. Would probably make your job easier, Mr. Chairman.
I don't think we have got any more, so please continue.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and can I thank those countries that have made comments or asked questions, and I will seek to deal with them as thoroughly as I can and also as briefly as I can. Firstly, can I say that Japan is right. We do know that material from JARPA has been submitted to the scientific committee. What concerns us is that the review of JARPA 1 was not concluded before the commencement of JARPA 2. That is now a historical fact, and we still await the scientific committee's analysis and review of JARPA 1. Japan then went on to say that I had quoted from some paper in 1997 in relation to the relevance of JARPA research to the objectives of the Convention and the Commission. It was not a quotation. They were, in fact, my words. I assert that none of the work done within the lethal whaling aspects of Japan's work is required to meet the objectives of the Commission as set down within the Convention. Population abundance estimates are the core requirement for this Commission. You don't need to slaughter whales to achieve population abundance. The mandate, Japan has been very upfront and honest about the fact that they want to develop an ecosystem model. They are telling us that they want to find a way to manipulate the ecosystem. That is their goal. They want to design a way of manipulating the ecosystem, and that may well be an objective of Japan's, but it is not part of the IWC's mandate. Our mandate is clearly about whales, about population abundance estimates, and the information. I think Joshi also said that the whole of the information from the lethal whaling is of assistance to that, and I assert that it is not required. Joshi then went on to talk about the IUCN red list and the way they are described, and what he is trying to say is that he respects the fact that these are listed species. However, he then went on to say that he thinks the categories are inappropriate. So my question back to Japan is, are you therefore asserting that fin whales are not endangered, that IUCN has it wrong, and that we should change the goalposts so that these species are no longer either endangered or vulnerable? That is the question that is begged by the assertion that the IUCN has it wrong. And I think Japan should answer that question. Do they assert that these species are not endangered or vulnerable? Satellite tags, can I say, we empathise with Japan's concerns that they can't get the satellite tags to attach to minke whales. We have invested an enormous amount of money in developing satellite taggings. We're aware of the issue of the tags not staying on the whales. They are an extraordinarily important part of technology, and if you get it right, you can get extraordinary amounts of very useful information. And could I please earnestly offer to Japan that Australia will use the benefits of developing what we think is one of the best satellite tagging systems in the world for whales. We have invested in that very heavily. We think we have had some breakthroughs there, and I would be very happy to give that technology to Japan for absolutely no charge, but with one caveat, with one pre-sale condition, and that is that they cease lethal whaling. But if they do that, we will give them free access. And in fact, to be serious, we will of course be happy to collaborate as we do with Japan in so many other areas on this technology. Feeding requirements. I think if I could also discuss the Iceland question, and I thank Iceland for the question. We have developed very successful feces collection methods. We obviously have great skill in this area, and could I, on behalf of the Australian government, issue an invitation to Iceland to visit the facilities at the Australian Antarctic Division in Kingston near Hobart in Tasmania, and we will again give you full briefings on successful feces collection. Could I just say in relation to earplugs and ageing, a precautionary approach to dealing with fin and humpbacks in particular, but also to minke whales, would tell you that collecting 6,800 earplugs from minkes and 950 earplugs potentially from both fin and humpback populations, if JARPA 2 runs for the same length as JARPA 1, is not an effective scientific approach to gathering the information that is sought, and again, information that does not relate to the core mandate of the IWC or the convention. It is information that is simply not required, but if you do require that information, that is an incredibly wasteful way going about collecting it. In relation to heavy metals, the information required about heavy metals within whales is clearly incredibly important if you're eating whales. And I think it's incredibly important that those people who do eat whales have very full information about what they're eating and the health effects of heavy metals. Could I also say to Japan, we are well aware of their non-lethal scientific program, that Japan does very good work in its non-lethal program. And I think the way forward for the Commission, in my own view, which differs from Japan's at the moment, the way forward, and I see this in the future, is that Japan and Australia cooperate down the track and that we work together as two very successful nations that are committed to peace and to science and to the environment, and that in the future, when Japan does end lethal whaling, as I know she will one day, that Australia and Japan will in fact work together to build truly important science for this generation and future generations using non-lethal techniques. Could I just say, in response to the question from Gabon, we have quite clear and defined goals for our scientific program. They are in fact core IWC mandates, the population and abundance estimates. We also do science so that we can evaluate the recovery of these major and important species. And we also do research related to whale watching, and we are happy to share with Gabon and any other country in the world all of the science, which is predominantly peer-reviewed and made available publicly.
Thank you, Australia. Looking at my watch and having listened to all of you, I think it would be fair to say that we, as a matter of fact, have had very long discussions about issues here, also of a more general nature. I have at an earlier stage allowed Japan to say something to the meeting here, but if there are any contracting governments who feel that they have restrained themselves in a dramatic manner for expressing their point of views regarding these activities, then you are invited to do so. Yes, the Netherlands.
Mr. Chair, are you now not opening a general debate? Because I have been refraining myself from any comments because we were just discussing those programs we just have been viewing at. So please enlighten me on this point.
Yes, sure.
We are now in a general debate? Okay.
Sorry, Mr. Chair. Japan was asked by Australia for some technical questions, and so before moving into the general discussion, could you give us opportunity to respond some scientific and technical aspect posed by Australia?
Yes, I will do that. I thought it was more general nature, but naturally that would be logical, and then I'll pass the floor to the Netherlands, who have restrained itself from general remarks and maybe others. Please, Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm always trying to be logical and scientific. I thank the Minister Campbell in responding many of my questions thoroughly, and I thank you for taking up my questions seriously. And I am gratified that you also stated that the statement that data is not required for management is your word, and that will solve some misunderstanding, and the scientific report 1997 is clearly stating otherwise. And also the point was raised that the ecosystem manipulation, that's the word I think was used, is outside of our mandate of IWC. Partially true, but I would say ecosystem-based management of marine living resources. But when that ecosystem-based management approach include whales, I think it's our obligation to present the research activities to this organization because exactly it include as one of the portion or important portion of whale science. You don't like to see the situation where some ecosystem-based approach studies are conducted totally outside of IWC, while it could include some component of whale studies. So it's our voluntary courtesy, maybe. About IUCN red listing, yes, we are actually in a process of considering to ask for IUCN to change listings, because we don't think the current criteria for marine the animals are not applicable to marine animals. The number of samples for earplugs, again, it's correct. If we are just sampling the earplugs, only earplugs from several thousand samples in the past, that's wasteful. But each animal we sample, we have been collecting more than 100 different items of samples and the data. So that sample number is not just based on a requirement for aging study. About toxic materials in the body of whales, again, I fully agree that we have to know the total picture of accumulation of pollutants within the body of whales, not for just a scientific purpose, but for the food safety issue. And as I explained in my question, the level of accumulation of a particular pollutants, say PCB or mercury, are quite different depending on the part of our animals. We know that the PCB has a higher accumulation on the blubber part, and however, in the red meat part or the muscle part, the accumulation of the PCB is much lower. And this detailed information is actually necessary and responsible. We are responsible for that. And the simple biopsy sampling will not tell you these differences of accumulation depending on the part of its body. unless you unless you use hundreds of biopsy guns to an animal and try to get a piece of a sample from their internal organ too, I don't think that that could be happen. And the another myth, sort of, is the Antarctic minke whales especially have a quite very low accumulation of mercury and PCBs. It's almost the limit of detective ability of current analysis system, and probably three or four digits lower than standing precautionary level of pollutants for food like mercury and PCB. So it's one of the safest, cleanest amount of the meat, in that sense, the we can find on this globe. As to the cooperation between Japan and Australia, it's already happening, and in the field of a non-lethal study. Japan has been providing vessels in the past to a SOAR IDCR research activities, and the group of scientists on board these vessels are international, and the head of research activity has been long-time guy from New Zealand, and the positions on those multinational team is open to any nationalities. So we have never, and also we are always welcoming the boarding of scientists on our JALPA and JALPAN activities too. And in Japan and in around Japan, we have already accepted foreign scientists for the last 3 or 5 years. So the research cooperation is going on, and we have never closed our door for international participation to our research activities. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there a reply to this? Yes, Australia.
Mr. Chairman, could I thank Japan for their comprehensive answers? I did, in fact, only ask one question and got lots of answers. But the one question I did ask, I didn't get a response to, and that is, do Japan declare that humpbacks and fins are neither vulnerable nor endangered?
Japan?
I thought I answered that question. We have a doubt about current listing. That's why we are initiating the process of reviewing those listings. Thank you.
Thank you. I have three speakers on my list now. Now I see four, so I think that the general debate or maybe further question will be quite lengthy, so I think we will simply need to adjourn for a coffee break then and then continue later. And the time is now 4:07, so let's convene at 4:30. I take it I need to, after this agenda item, then to take agenda item 19, which we promised to deal with today, as this agenda item will be closed. And then we will see how much we will be able to take after that. But we will continue special permits and then 19.